Well, my take on AI radios and radios in general, you can have, especially towards the latter part of the VHF days, the newer radios. Specifically with Motorola's, like the XPRs, when they were still using those for VHF, specifically up this way, they had zones in them, and they used the zone feature. You had law, fire, EMS all in separate zones, or different counties all in separate zones. And, you had to figure out the zone navigation. And I feel like that definitely helped a lot of people navigate or, migrate over to 800. And that's a good thing. But at the end of the day, changing the zone, not hard. You press the zone button on the radio. You choose the zone you want to be in. You press OK. You turn the channel off to whatever channel in that zone you need to be on, usually labeled with an alpha tag. It tells you the zone and the channel name and or alpha tag all on the screen all at once, so you know where you've got to. You know where you are, and if you have a sheet that tells you where you got to be, then you know what you got to do. It's really not rocket science. The issue is that the people that struggle with it need to practice it more often, but if they just leave it on one talk group all the time and expect it to just work, you're in the wrong profession. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, I'm pulled into my job site here, so I'm going to go inside and get busy. Adam, go ahead, any damage.
Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, there's some caveats to that. In our area, we did not change zones until we went 800. You turned the radio on, it was on 154.310, and that was it. There was no changing, nothing. And to be fair, we're now handing our firefighters basically computers and telling them to figure it out with a short amount of training that's not very good. And on the same flip side, when you are running code to a mutual aid and you're trying to work out what you're going to do, what's your assignment going to be, are you stretching a line, does somebody still need to do a size up, and all those things are going through your head, and then you're also trying to figure out how to navigate to a different zone and a different channel, it needs to be drilled, and not until you get it right, but until you get it wrong, or you can't get it wrong. So there's a lot to be said there, but all right, we'll let you get going, and Toby, I'll let you put the wraps on it. N8APX.
And it's like for us, we have Zone B for Antrim County for all the fire at fire grounds, Spav 1 and 2. I mean, we've got those on one zone, and we have different counties on the other. We have statewide on another zone. You know, it's just, you've got to know where you're going. Like, we're going outside the county, like over to Rapid City. We have to switch over. And we put a note on the dash. Here's what zone you need to go to. But I understand it's hard, especially when you've got one person in the truck. Been there, done that. It's like some of our new people don't understand everything. And we have two systems. We're still on analog. We still have our analog radios in the truck. We just have 800s for 800 stuff. We kept the one because, one, we have Coast Guard in it. We have the additional, some other talk groups like VTAC. We still use the VTAC sometimes a little more. So there you go. Okay, Adam, have a good one. Drake, have a good one. I got to get going, too. I've got meetings going here shortly. Talk to you guys later. KC8 VSU 73.